Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm Madison Lane, your friendly neighbor, herd guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little bit of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of modern-day sass. Today, we're diving into a concept that can feel pretty counterintuitive, finding strength in vulnerability. Ever notice how our culture often tells us to toughen up or be strong? But what if I told you that sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is actually let your guard down? You know, those moments when you're feeling overwhelmed and just want to shout from the rooftops, I need a hug and a nap. Those are the moments where vulnerability truly shines. It takes guts to admit when we're struggling, to ask for help, or to simply be honest about our emotions. But here's the thing. Embracing vulnerability isn't about weakness, it's about radical authenticity. It's about allowing ourselves to be seen and heard, flaws and all. Think about it like this. Imagine a tree branch that's been snapped in a storm. Instead of trying to ignore the break, pretending it never happened, wouldn't it be stronger if it allowed itself to heal? That's vulnerability, allowing yourself to mend and grow from those cracks and imperfections. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways on how to harness the power of vulnerability. 1. Embrace imperfection. Let's ditch that impossible standard of perfection we often set for ourselves. We all make mistakes, stumble, and have moments where we feel like we're falling apart. It's part of the human experience. Recognizing this and accepting our imperfections is a huge step towards embracing vulnerability. 2. Practice active listening. When someone shares their struggles with you, really listen to them. Not just with your ears, but with your heart. Try to understand where they're coming from, acknowledge their feelings, and offer support without judgment. This kind of authentic connection builds trust and strengthens relationships, a powerful antidote to feeling alone in our vulnerabilities. 3. Speak your truth. This doesn't mean you need to announce your every thought or feeling to the world. But being brave enough to express your needs, desires, and concerns, even when it feels scary, is crucial for personal growth and genuine connection. Think of it like this. A locked door keeps people out, but an open one allows for meaningful exchange and intimacy. 4. Seek support. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Whether it's reaching out to a trusted friend or a family member, joining a support group, or seeking professional help, there are always resources available to offer guidance and understanding. Don't be afraid to ask for what you need. Sometimes the strongest people are those who know when to lean on others. 5. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a loved one. Acknowledge your strengths, celebrate your victories big and small, and forgive yourself for your mistakes. Remember, self-compassion is not about being perfect, it's about embracing your whole self, imperfections and all. Now let me share a real-life example to illustrate this point. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work, and suddenly you blank out mid-speech. You feel your face flushing, your heart racing, and that embarrassing wave of wanting to disappear. You know the feeling. Instead of panicking and trying to push through it, what if you took a deep breath, acknowledged your nervousness to the audience even with humor, and said something like, "Well, I'm definitely getting my adrenaline rush today." By being vulnerable and acknowledging your feelings, you not only diffuse the awkward moment, but also connected with your audience on a human level. You showed them that it's okay to make mistakes and that even professionals have moments of vulnerability. Isn't that refreshing? So remember, finding strength in vulnerability isn't about being weak, it's about being real, authentic, and courageous enough to let your guard down. It's about recognizing that our imperfections are what make us human and allow us to connect with others on a deeper level. This week, I challenge you to practice one small act of vulnerability, whether it's sharing a personal story with a friend, asking for help when you need it, or simply saying, "I don't know," instead of pretending to have all the answers. And as always, let me know your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words, because sometimes all it takes is one person to inspire another. Until next time, keep building that stoic core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.